Waste hierarchy elements. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines waste hierarchy as a tool that ranks waste management options according to what is most environmentally sound. It gives top priority to preventing waste in the first place and can be applied to various applications. The waste hierarchy is sometimes called the reverse logistics hierarchy or the four R's. In order of importance, the R's are reduce, use of resources, reuse, recycle, and recover, energy. Exhibit 5-32 shows the relationship of the four R's and places an additional item, the least desirable option, disposal in a landfill, at the bottom. We'll look briefly at each of these activities to see why they are considered beneficial to business, society, and the environment. Exhibit 5-32, Waste Hierarchy. Reduce resource use. Reducing the use of resources in the first place is considered the most responsible option in the waste hierarchy. Companies can incorporate this principle into their business in the following ways. Reduce costs by designing products and packaging that make the most efficient use of physical resources. Design products with an eye to reducing the consumption of energy in their manufacture and use. Design the logistics network for efficient use of resources and energy in warehousing and transportation. This is a straightforward matter of cost containment. Reduce excess inventories by investing in supply chain demand management, visibility, and so on. Repair or restore products and return them to the customer for an appropriate fee, unless under warranty. This strategy requires maintaining a repair department, contracting this service out, and/or allowing the market to provide these services independently, for example, automotive repair shops. The reduced step in the hierarchy is a preventive measure that ideally takes place during the design and development phase of a product's life cycle, but could be implemented as part of a continuous improvement initiative. For example, a clean technology such as a new machine press that produces less waste could be included in production plants or as an upgrade. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines clean technology as a technical measure taken to reduce or eliminate at its source the production of any nuisance, pollution, or waste, and to help save raw materials, natural resources, and energy. The importance of considering waste during product design and development is illustrated by the 40/30 rule. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines the 40/30 rule as a rule that identifies the sources of scrap, rework, and waste as 40% product design, 30% manufacturing processing, and 30% supplier inefficiencies. While this is a rule of thumb and could differ depending on the product, it shows how upfront work during the design of products and manufacturing processes and supplier selection will have big payoffs in waste reduction, which will lead to efficiency improvements and thus to higher profitability. Reuse products or components. Potential reuse of products or parts of products is considered second in importance to resource conservation. The payoff is a reduction of the costs involved in purchasing, transportation, and disposal. This can be accomplished in several ways. Resell returned products that pass quality control, repackaging and relocating products as needed to new selling locations, including resellers. Donate excess inventory to charities as appropriate and allowed, which may provide a tax benefit. For example, Habitat for Humanity, a charity that built homes, is a common recipient of excess building materials. Remanufacture products to like new condition by replacing worn parts with new parts and sell at a discount or as part of a trade-in program. This is especially appropriate for big-ticket items. For example, Caterpillar has a program like this for industrial equipment. Sell byproducts to organizations that can use them as raw materials, discussed in detail elsewhere. Design products so materials and components can be more easily separated for reuse. This is called design for disassembly and recycling. In addition, intelligently designed product upgrades can extend the life of durable components if they are easy to install. Software upgrades delivered online, for example, extend the life of programs without requiring physical delivery. Such upgrades result in savings in the logistics network and for the consumer. Rechargeable batteries enable reuse of a battery that would otherwise need recycling. Recycle materials. After resource conservation and reuse, recycling is the third most important aftermarket principle. The concept of recycling isn't easily separable from the concept of reuse, and in fact, the two can be combined. When containers, bottles, barrels, totes, drums, etc., are cleaned, sterilized, and filled again, they are reused. When containers are reprocessed into other products, such as landscaping materials, they have been recycled. When a product is broken down into components, some parts may be reused, some recycled, and some sent to the landfill. Recycling reduces disposal costs. Reuse can reduce purchasing and transportation costs as well. Recycling can run into problems when different regions enact different requirements, creating diseconomies of scale. Organizations are often forced to customize programs for multiple local areas, which entails different methods, different training, and so on. Recycling requirements can also change. For example, a third-party recycling industry has not yet been developed for the lithium-ion batteries used in electric cars, such as Tesla. However, individual companies are reusing or recycling batteries. Volkswagen, for example, has a pilot battery recycling plant in Salzgitter, Germany. Since this market is growing fast, especially in Europe, there will soon be a huge number of electric cars reaching their end of life, and this issue will become critical. Advocating now for solutions at the federal levels of government would allow this process to be consistent. Recover energy. Disposal with energy recovery doesn't put a product's physical materials or components back into service, but it can still provide benefits. Trash-to-energy facilities essentially harvest the energy contained in products that are no longer usable in their physical form. This results in savings for the community. Organizations might directly benefit from this practice as well, for example, by using oil that has already been used to the maximum extent as a lubricant as fuel to run generators. Some of the more modern trash-burning facilities in Europe have very low emissions. In addition to incinerators, energy can also be recovered from biodegradable materials by capturing the gases they release. Dispose in responsible landfill. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a responsible landfill as landfill operations designed to turn waste into recoverable resources, minimize the amount of space consumed, and maximize the operational life of the landfill. Some physical products must go to the landfill, but this is the least desirable option. Incineration is generally considered the preferable alternative. If the landfill is the only possible way to dispose of a product, it's still important to choose the best available one. Not all landfills are equal, so the final leg of a product's reverse journey should end in a responsible landfill that prevents degrading items from leaching into a water source or polluting the air.